Hello. So, favorite celebrities. Well, in this edition, it's not actually the celebrities, but three characters. This was suggested to me by Freddie Marie Curie. The three characters are Dana Scully from The X-Files, you know. And Catwoman and Lara Croft. Strong women. Of the three, the most sensible one, I would say, is Dana Scully. She was always having to keep Mulder in line. She sometimes looked as if she was so annoyed by him. There was this look she had, like she'd smelled something, a bad smell. And she would furrow her brow. But she never let him down. Flamehead. Beautiful. Red hair. Always in a kind of bob. And she wore those kind of power suits, because we are talking a few years ago now. And padded shoulders were, you know, practically everything. She did really look good in a raincoat, you know, the trench coat. Those ones with shoulder pads. Hands stuffed deep in the pockets. Tight belt around her slim waist. Yeah, she could rock that look. With her FBI badge on the lapel. And she has a beautiful oval face. Her eyes are blue, but almost towards the green end of blue, you know, like a nice jade. Very clear, thoughtful, clever character. She was a doctor and a badass. Because she could fight, she could shoot that gun she had to carry, and wear high heels and a matching handbag. I think she would have to keep Catwoman under careful watch, because she could be quite exasperating, I imagine. And Dana's small mouth, beautiful bow lips. She looked as if she was almost pouting sometimes, her lips pressed together, thinking how the hell she's going to control Catwoman. And the only Catwoman that I think we're talking about here is the one played by Michelle Pfeiffer. Wow, she really could use the whip. She actually practiced, as far as I know, and was tremendously accurate with it. It wasn't special effects. That was pre-CGI. And so her body wasn't enhanced by CGI either in that cat suit. Slim, strong, black leather, completely encasing her, and high heels. The black patent leather was round her face too. Could almost have looked like a nun's habit if it wasn't for the ears. And the large white stitches. She had claws. She was a temperamental cat. Quick to bite and scratch. Trouble. Beautiful, lithe, very, very supple, long, slim legs, very slim arms, able to slink and walk. Hardly a sound. Blue eyes. That Northern European look. Blonde underneath her costume. But she was a cat. She licked. She lapped. She hissed. She has a beautiful smile, but it was seldom used. It was snarls, hisses, grated and gritted teeth. Strong mounted walls, climbed cartwheels and things, and very destructive, scraping and scratching all the fabrics. The last character is Lara Croft. She's not disturbed, but she's certainly not easy to control. She knows her own mind. She has her tight clothing on, her vest top, the cargo pants with the pockets for all of the things she needs, her knife, her guns. I think she even carries the odd grenade. Tall, slim, cargo boots as well. No, I suppose they're not called cargo boots. They must be called just army boots, I would. But so strong, a long brunette hair in a ponytail, her arms often to one side, strong, straight shoulders. Almost as if they were shoulder pads, but just strong from holding heavy weapons. Large boobs. At least a D cup. Though she never appears to be wearing a bra. So much about her in the films, played by Angelina Jolie. She was perfect because she got a nice straight, almost boyish body. But had these enhancements, I think they're called, for the larger boobs. Athletic. Ready at any moment to draw a weapon or have a knife fight. Quite short nails at times. Well maintained. She has a slim nose and arching eyebrows. She often lifts one eyebrow when she's questioning. Quite full lips for the film character. Bee stung lips, they're referred to. Almost swollen, you know. Soft, I expect. Although, she's not likely to give a kiss easily. And all three of these women are locked together in some scenario. Perhaps it's Mulder that you would pretend to be, awakening from some possessed state. A Catwoman has tried to scratch his clothes off, leaving them in rags. Lara Croft would know just how to disable him, kick him in his leg so his knee buckles, make him arch his back. Dana would come in to rescue him. After all, she loves him. Can't leave him. He needs her. And these three women stand no nonsense. Nothing will get past them. You won't get away with a thing.